The World Health Organization, WHO, held a press conference Tuesday in Geneva, Switzerland. The meeting gave an update on the Taipei H1N1 or swine flu virus, which was officially renamed Pandemic H1N1-09. One of the reasons given for the name change was to reduce the unease related to the consumption of pork. Dr. Keiji Fukuda, WHO's Assistant Director General for Health Security and the Environment.
One of the things that we wanted to do was make sure that any naming of the virus was scientifically accurate, but also would avoid any kind of adverse reactions to the name or to minimize those as much as possible. And so based on those discussions, what the experts decided was calling this a pandemic H1N1-09 virus was a good way to distinguish it from the current seasonal H1N1 viruses, and to do so in a way which was scientifically sound, but also would avoid some of the stigma associated with other options.
Fukuda also reported 448 deaths, with the virus detected in some 120 countries. Because of the high number of reported cases, the WHO is no longer requiring laboratory tests to confirm pandemic H1N1. Dr. Judith Boisson, manager of the Epidemiology Division of the Caribbean Epidemiology Center, CARIC, explains.
The laboratory testing has always been to let us know what influenza types are circulating. Initiating treatment doesn't depend on a laboratory test. It never has. The reason why testing is done is first to know what's circulating. Is it regular seasonal flu? Is it the new pandemic, H1N1 2009, or exactly what is circulating in any country at a given time?
There is still effective treatment for the virus. However, worldwide, there are three confirmed cases where the virus was not receptive to oseltamivir or Tamiflu. Fukuda.
It's not unexpected that we will see some viruses which are resistant to this drug. This normally happens when you treat any infection with any drug. The important point here is that we are continually monitoring the situation to make sure that we are not seeing the start of any large spread movement of such viruses. And so again, I want to emphasize at this point, we do not see this. We are just seeing sporadic cases, but we will be monitoring the situation very closely.
Reporting from Washington, this is Kern Stanley.